It's 5:44 here on your home for the classics and NPR News 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris.
And I'm Martha Dalton.
And we've decided to cover Ron Paul's Georgia campaign a bit differently. That's because Paul's campaign here looks much different than the other Republican candidates. Ron Paul has no campaign headquarters in Georgia. He hasn't visited here, and he likely won't.
Jim, you spent time with Ron Paul's supporters. Does that bother them?
You'd think so. But as I found out, they're glad to be the face of Ron Paul in Georgia. They organize in their living rooms, at parks, even at restaurants like Smoke Jack, a barbecue place on Alpharetta's main square. Martha Mellon set up this recent Ron Paul meetup, and she says this event, like most others, comes without any guidance from the Ron Paul campaign.
At first, it was frustrating back in 2007 because we were looking for direction, and then it actually turns into more of a liberating feeling because you can make your choice.
Also with a strategy meetup is 36-year-old Jason English.
He's been consistently delivering the same message for upwards of 40 years.
He's handing out business cards that outline Paul's stance on taxing tips. English, a self-described hardcore Republican, paid to have the cards printed. He wants the servers here to know that Paul considers tips to be gifts and shouldn't be taxed as income.
The media kept displaying him as a kook.
English admits that even within the GOP, Paul's stances make it easy for voters to label him an outlier with non-mainstream ideas, a kook. But English doesn't buy that characterization.
So I had to research it because I didn't want to jump in and start supporting one candidate over anybody else until I found out all the dirt on this guy.
These Ron Paul supporters have done their research. They know Paul, a doctor, is pro-life and anti-government-backed health care. But they're most eager to explain how Paul wants to abolish the Federal Reserve and do away with income tax. They're Paul evangelists.
I give out Ron Paul Slim Jims and Blue Republican cards, which are aimed at the Democratic voter.
Ben Mahalski does this outside of the Federal Reserve Bank in Midtown, and he doesn't care if you identify as a Republican or Democrat, just as long as you vote
Ron Paul.
Hearing this, Jim, I'm curious if supporters think Ron Paul can win in Georgia and if he can continue on to win the GOP nomination.
Most supporters say yes, Ron Paul can win. But Martha, you caught up on the phone with local experts. Do they agree?
Well, not exactly. They say Paul's lack of a central campaign infrastructure in Georgia is likely to hurt him come Tuesday. In a recent Insider Advantage poll of GOP presidential candidates, Ron Paul ranked dead last. Insider Advantage CEO Matt Towery says those numbers will likely be reflected at the polls.
Other than college communities and a few other areas, I would not expect Ron Paul to be particularly strong in Georgia.
But Towery says Paul will have an effect.
Whether he gets delegates or not, he certainly will have an impact in the sense that he's drawing votes away from either Santorum or Gingrich. I mean, the people who vote for Ron Paul, generally speaking, don't meet the profile as a voter for Mitt Romney.
In other words, they're not traditional GOP voters.
Someone who is younger, someone whose viewpoint is more libertarian.
Andre Gillespie is an associate professor of political science at Emory University.
They may actually be more socially liberal than your average Republican voter, and they're going to be somebody for whom economic issues are going to be more salient.
But does Paul have enough supporters here? Gillespie says probably not.
Unless he has a very massive and rabid volunteer base. And it's not really clear that volunteer base is as extensive as it needs to be in order to reach as many voters as need to be reached in a state as large as Georgia.
Gillespie says voters tend to show up when they're asked for their vote. And Ron Paul isn't doing that heading into Super Tuesday in Georgia. He is doing that in states like Virginia, where he's one of just two candidates on the ballot.
And Martha, think of how big the field was just a few months ago. We've seen Ron Paul outlast Tim Pawlenty, Michelle Bachmann, John Huntsman, even Herman Cain.
And heading into Super Tuesday, Ron Paul has 28 total delegates. That's last, but it's just 7 behind Newt Gingrich and 16 behind Rick Santorum. Yet Mitt Romney has 153.
Well, I'll close with this. Every Ron Paul supporter I met said, if not Ron Paul in 2012, that his son, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, will be a viable choice come 2016. For WABE News, I'm Jim Burris.
And I'm Martha Dalton.